This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. At least 16 Republicans are now officially running for president. Today, Ohio Governor John Kasich enters the race. Kasich has been in politics for 3 decades. He served in the House for 18 years. He's been governor of Ohio for 4 years. Before he was elected governor, he was a managing director at Lehman Brothers until its bankruptcy and collapse in 2008.
I am here to ask you for your prayers, for your support, for your efforts, because I have decided to run for president of the United States.
That's Kasich announcing earlier today from Ohio State University in Columbus. We caught up with Joe Ingles, reporter and producer for Ohio Public Radio's Statehouse News Bureau, who was there.
He is conservative on some issues, especially like social issues, abortion and gay marriage, those kinds of things. But he's moderate on other issues. For example, he supports Common Core, and many of the Republicans in Ohio wanted to scrap that, get around that. He went around the legislature, a Republican legislature here in Ohio, to be able to expand Medicaid because he felt like that was the right choice for Ohio. So that's not exactly conservative. He wasn't exactly conservative in those areas. And when it comes to being fiscally conservative, he is fiscally conservative in some ways. Now, it's important to remind everyone that in Ohio, by law, we have to have a balanced budget. So anytime someone says they balance the budget in Ohio, well, they kind of had to because that's our law. Right. But the budget is now larger than it's been in many, many years. So there is more spending.
How popular was the Medicaid decision in Ohio? And we've already got two governors in the race who are reported to be not very popular in their home states, Scott Walker and Chris Christie of New Jersey. How's Kasich doing in Ohio?
Well, the business community, the Chamber of Commerce, and a lot of the businesses in Ohio, they wanted the Medicaid expansion. And of course, the Democrats and the public interest groups, they wanted the Medicaid expansion as well. But a lot of the Republicans, the more conservative Republicans especially, they had basically campaigned against Obamacare, they call it. They wanted to get rid of it. They don't like it. They're still fighting it, actually, and trying to water it down with provisions that require people who are on Medicaid to do more to keep their Medicaid, thereby maybe kicking some people off of the rolls. But, at this point, that decision, it depends on who you talk to, because a lot of people in Ohio actually agree with him. And it's important to mention that if we had not expanded Medicaid in Ohio, we would have had to come up with $700 million to offset. So that would have been a problem, too.
Ohio's a big state. It's an important state. The Republican convention will be in Ohio. Is Kasich popular in Ohio and in the region? And he certainly got his work cut out for him. He doesn't even register in the polls right now. What do you think?
Well, I hear the national press talking about how Kasich won by a landslide when they talk about his popularity. And indeed, he did win re-election by a larger margin. But in 2010, when he ran against then-sitting Governor Ted Strickland, the Democrat, he barely won. And neither one of the candidates got 50% of the vote back then. In 2014, when he ran for re-election, It's important to note that that was the smallest turnout in a very long time in Ohio.
Joe Ingles, reporter and producer for Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau, reporting on the Kasich announcement to run for president. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.